I'm sure that many of our viewers have seen, at times, Shaitel heads that have been deformed, mutilated, and really harmed through scissors, through cutting, through stabbing. And we're going to discuss today regarding if there's any halachic basis for such actions, such as clipping off a nose, etc., based on the rulings in Shulchan Aruch. So there's a known pasuk that's brought in Parshas Yisrael that Hashem forbids the making of sculptures of certain items. What are those items? It's recorded in Shulchan Aruch based on the Gemara Nosh Hashanah that one of those items is a human. It's aser min ha-teira, biblically, to make the form of a human, either as a sculpture or as a protruding engraving. The Mechaber adds that it's forbidden to do so even for the purpose of beauty or decoration, nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. Even if you don't plan on using it for idolatry, it's forbidden min ha-teira. But the reason is because this is something that was used for idols, so therefore Hashem completely forbade making anything of the like which can resemble an idol. Based on this, it would seem that it's forbidden to manufacture Shaitel heads. Furthermore, the Poskim bring, the Mechaber brings down, that anything that's usher to make, to form, is also usher to own midrabon. So based on that, it would end up not only is it forbidden to manufacture a Shaitel head, but it's even usher to buy or own a Shaitel head. So on what do people rely that they own Shaitel heads like this one over here? So it's as follows. The Mechaber in Sif Zion in 141 in Yeredeya brings down opinions in Rishonim that hold that by a human, the only prohibition that applies is when the human is complete in entirety with a head and a body. However, when the human does not have a body, such as our beheaded body over here, this Shaitel head without a body, then it is not prohibited to form. And the Ramah concludes that so is the custom. So based on this, it would seem pretty clear, a very clear head to manufacture and own Shaitel heads. However, there are Paiskin that argue on this opinion of the Mechaber and Ramah and bring many Rishonim that argue that even a mere head is forbidden, and so rules the Marit, the Yaivitz, the Yad Ephraim, Besachem Yehuda, the Ben Ishchayin, Rav Poilin, many Rishonim and Achreinim argue on this opinion. And based on that, they conclude that one should be stringent. Being stringent would mean not that you can't make Shaitel heads, but you have to make it in a deformed way. Because even they agree, as the Shach rules, that if you snip off a nose or you snip off an ear and the face itself is incomplete, it's mutter. When do they say it's aser? Only when the entire face is complete, even without a body. Well, according to the Mechaber Ramah, even if the face is complete, if it doesn't have a body, it's mutter. Okay, so this is regarding manufacturing. So practically, it's brought that those that manufacture Shaitel heads without the formalities, it's permitted for them to do so. That's how the Mechaber Ramah rules. But there are places that are stringent, and it's proper for a person to be stringent upon himself regarding manufacturing Shaitel heads without a deformality, but one cannot protest against those that are lenient, as many great Paiskim permit it. That is all regarding manufacturing. Now let's discuss regarding owning, purchasing it. Do you have to be machmer like the many achrim that we said that paskin that you can't own even a plain, that you can't make even a plain head? So do you have to be stringent to deform the head so it's not a complete figure, as we do see that some people do? So regarding this, there's a further heter, meaning besides for the heter we mentioned of the Mechaber Ramah that allows owning a head, as the Ramah says that this is the minhag, it is no longer prohibited to own figures that are forbidden to be made. In other words, we mentioned earlier that those figures that are usher to form are also usher to own midrabanan. The place can bring down, it's brought in the she'elosis, the emek she'elo of the netziv, that today it is no longer prohibited to own sculptures that are forbidden to be made, including human sculptures, and this is the minhag. And the reason is as follows. The whole reason why it was forbidden to own the sculptures that are forbidden to be made is because people may suspect you're using it for idolatry. But today, no one worships Shaitel heads anymore, no one worships human figures, and therefore there's no longer any suspicion involved in merely owning the item. And therefore, practically based on this, halacha l'maisa comes out as follows. to purchase and own a sheitel head, there's absolutely no iser whatsoever, and there's absolutely no need to deform the sheitel head in any which way. Those that decide to cut off a nose, it is a chumra that they take upon themselves, but is absolutely not required according to the final halacha, as brought in Peskim, that there's no issue regarding even making a head, and certainly not regarding owning. Regarding manufacturing a head, so that's already a little more complex. Some Peskim say it's not a problem, while others say you should deform the head prior to selling it, prior to production.